This is Update Nerd Style. Benjamin David here, your Above and Batman Beyond podcast host. Check out my other podcast, Above and Batman Beyond, on iTunes, SoundCloud, batmanbeyondpodcast.com. It is a pretty shway podcast devoted entirely to the futuristic iteration of Batman Beyond. If you've never seen or heard of Batman Beyond, check it out and dig into our podcast to hear super hyper specific. The dream of the internet is a niche podcast like Above and Batman Beyond, so please check it out. It's one of my passions. It's one of the things I love. And if you love Batman the Animated Series or Batman Beyond or the DCAU, the DC Animated Universe, check it out. Speaking of the DC Animated Universe and movies to buy, I am going to do my first ever video store update. That's right, video store. Remember those? Maybe you don't. Maybe you weren't alive. Well, some of us were for the 80s and the 90s. And I don't think video stores existed before the 80s. So yeah, 80s, 90s, early 2000s. There were these places where you would walk in and talk to humans about videos, about movies and TV and things that you could get on, not Blu-ray because it didn't exist, but DVDs and even further back, VHS tapes. There are still some video stores left in existence, one of them being Suncoast Video. Suncoast, an even more charming chain of video stores, because it was, after the 90s, bought out by FYE at some point, For Your Entertainment. But FYE is still sweet, in my opinion, because they are, and I'm sure many others, a video store. One of the few, again, left in the world, probably. And I just love the idea still of going in. It's like a music store, of going in and talking to humans, like I said. And I went in today to FYE's Suncoast Video in the Monmouth Mall here in Monmouth County, New Jersey, where I live. And I got some videos. Excuse me. Now, speaking of, like I said, DC Animated Movies of the DC Animated Universe, with the Above and Batman Beyond podcast, no surprise, I always do my best to buy every single one of the animated movies that take place in the DC Universe. So the most recent DC Universe movie was, or one of the most, I should say, was Suicide Squad Hell to Pay. Now, this movie came out months ago, I just hadn't seen it yet. Until last night, I rented it on Amazon, knowing I was going to buy it, but some of them have been kind of not great recently, and my rule with those movies is I will pay once, at least, and that's applies even now to renting it, I think. Like, at least I'm giving some kind of money. If I don't like it, I'm not gonna buy it, but, or like, you know, that Batman and Harley Quinn movie, I saw that in the theater at a Fathom event. Fathom events, you can see like movies that normally go to video in theaters. I saw that in theaters, so I paid my money then, but I did not buy that movie because I don't want to pay more money for it. I don't think it was great. So similarly, I wanted to check out Suicide Squad Hell to Pay, but I absolutely loved it. It's a straight up grindhouse movie. Like, the genre of it is grindhouse with the Suicide Squad in it. And it is full on blood. There is nudity. It's a hard R. Strong, bloody violence throughout. Sexual content. Brief graphic nudity. And some drug material. Yeah, I mean, straight up, there's nipples in this movie. There is every single gunshot that hits a person. Blood goes everywhere. The intro is all straight up grindhouse stuff. There's drug use, like it says. Kids smoking weed and all kinds of craziness that you would never expect. And not just for, like, shock value. I feel like some of these DC animated movies, they do it kind of just to get your attention. This was, I thought, an all-around great movie. So check out Suicide Squad Hell to Pay. Some other stuff I got. Dawn of the Dead and Land of the Dead. Double feature. So it looks like it's Zack Snyder's. Yeah, it's Zack Snyder's. Dawn of the Dead, which I heard was great, his remake of that, and then George A. Romero's Land of the Dead double feature, that was $5.99, used. You can get all these awesome used, deals at FYE, at, at Suncoast. Both of these are brand new, though. It's Jet Li's Black Mask, Bloodsport 4, Kickboxer, and Kickboxer 2, 4 film collection. for $7. And then Blood of the Dragon, martial arts movie, for $2.97. 6 feet of silver death, one man, one weapon. Can't wait for that. Looks like it's a 70s kung fu movie. Got those two because I want to start watching kung fu movies. It's one of the genres that I'm lacking in. And same with the horror. I'm lacking in my horror stuff. So, in my horror knowledge. So, I thought I would start getting some horror movies and some kung fu movies. Kung fu specifically because I know it's not kung fu, but it's karate. But Cobra Kai, the series, came out recently. If you don't know what Cobra Kai is, then just stop listening right now. No, but Cobra Kai is the recent real-time sequel, YouTube Red series, sequelizing the Karate Kid franchise movies, the old Karate Kid. It's Johnny Lawrence, who loses the All-Valley Tournament at the end of Karate Kid, who gets karate crane kicked in the face, and it's a series that explores the what-if of this guy 34 years after, 34? Yes, 34 years after that All-Valley Tournament. So it's really cool that it's from his point of view. It's just a great all-around series, like a series that no one asked for that turned out to be absolutely fantastic. It's been one of my new favorite things, so we're definitely going to cover it here on Update Nerd Style. The guys from the Steady Geekin' podcast, the other three quarters of this Update Nerd Style show that you are listening to now, when those guys do updates and when they join in or do their own stuff, those are the guys from the Steady Geekin' podcast. That would be Mag, Blake, and Brandon. And they already did a Cobra Kai episode. It was like an hour and a half long. I texted all of them. I was like, dude, I would listen to hours of that shit. And then it got me thinking, like, why not do at least one on here? And they suggested it as well to do it on here. So that's definitely going to happen on this. But I also have another podcast feed that's kind of just sitting there that I used to use for my old Geek News General show. I don't use it anymore. Who knows? Maybe that'll be a Karate Kid cast. But at the end of the day, once again, I wanted to just educate myself a bit more in kung fu movies. These are genre that I am lacking in. Oh, and one other cool thing about Sunco/FYE, I got this Justice League action video because if you buy two of the used, anything with the used stickers on it, you get the third one for $1. So I got Dawn of the Dead and I got Suicide Squad Hell to Pay. I got both of those Blu-rays because they were used. And I got a third one that was normally $12.99, the Justice League Action, and I got that for $1. So that's pretty cool. If there's kind of a haul of used stuff that you want from FYE stores like Suncoast Video, you can get the third one for $1. Pretty effing solid. So that's movies. Trying to think what else. Oh, and speaking of movies, I guess before I move on, and I'm going to do another post specifically about this, but while you're listening, I am a writer for DCFilmsHub.com. Again, my name is Benjamin David. You can find my writing at DCFilmsHub.com. And DC Films Hub, as it sounds, is a website devoted entirely to the DC films that are coming out, part of the DCEU, and also some animated stuff. Anything on film that's related to DC Comics, pretty much they cover, and TV stuff and all kinds of stuff too. So, but there's going to be a new podcast. There's going to be not only, I was going to say, some writing related to what we're talking about today. Not only that, there is going to be a new podcast, a DC Films Hub podcast. So keep your ears open for that. I'm going to use this podcast, not use it, but definitely promote that podcast on Update Nerd Style and maybe do some excerpts of it on here. So you'll definitely be hearing more about what I'm doing there, but you can find, once again, my writing there. I talk about stuff from my Above and Batman Beyond podcast on DCFilmsHub.com. Some interviews that I've done, like with Dan Juergens, for example, he's got a Booster Gold movie coming up based on his character creation. So I wrote a piece about something that he said about that. And then I also wrote something about Joe Manganiello, who is pretty much putting together and is responsible for a Deathstroke standalone movie based on all the research that he's done for that character. So both of those pieces were really fun to write, and we're going to be doing the podcast. We're recording our first episode this weekend, hopefully. Almost positive we're going to finally get everybody to sit down and do it. We're all really excited to do that. There's three of us from the website that are going to do the DCFilmsHub.com podcast. So once again, keep your DC ears open for that. And moving on to collectibles at FYE. So once again, I was talking about the movies that I got from Suncoast. Now we'll talk about some collectibles and stuff at the video store. So we got, when I first walked in, one of the first things I noticed, if you walk in to the Suncoast at the Monmouth Mall to the left, you're going to see a whole display, and it's just Nicktoons stuff. Nickelodeon's Hey Arnold, Helga Pataki's Funko Pop, a whole bunch of Funko Pops related just to Nicktoons. It was awesome. There was Hey Arnold, Rugrats, Rocko's Modern Life, those characters, among those characters, Heifer, Rocko himself, Tommy Pickles from Rugrats, Chucky from Rugrats, Reptar, so much cool stuff. Another thing I saw, Jurassic World merch, Dino Munch, Shape Puff Corn, salted caramel flavored from this company, Cosmo's Creations, and it's just bags of this Dino Munch snack. Dino fun facts. T-Rex means king tyrant lizard. Body was around 40 feet long and 12 feet tall and weighed 9 tons. This is accurate. These are the kind of dino fun facts in the back of those bags. I thought that was cool. Sticking with Funko Pops, the 8-bit Pops. I absolutely love the 8-bit Pops. If you haven't seen they look like the 8-bit video game style, but they are Funko Pop figures, the bobbleheads. There is a Nightmare on Elm Street, Freddy Krueger, what else was there? Jason Voorhees, Donatello from Ninja Turtles, Raphael from Ninja Turtles. If you wanted to get all the Ninja Turtle sets, there's a Shredder, there's a Foot Soldier, Michelangelo, Leonardo, Donatello, and Raphael. Go back to episode 6 of Above and Batman Beyond, or one of the episodes of Geek News General, our other podcast, and you can hear my New York Comic Con exclusive Shredder 8-bit Pop. Hear about me, how I got that at that Comic-Con. That was pretty cool. I got in around that whole crazy-ass line at New York Comic-Con because of the podcast. So, kids, if you like collectibles, even if you don't get an interview, I wanted an interview. She's like, I don't have time today, but I'll still get you in around this line, 4-5 hour fucking line to Funko. Totally worth it. Start your podcast. The Shining Pops, Danny Torrance. It's got this amazing red rum blood on it. I actually got that for one of my friends. I thought that was a crazy sweet pop. He's a big science fiction fan. Fraggle Rock Pops. Love Fraggle Rock. If you like Fraggle Rock, you can get Gobo with Dozer, Red with Dozer, Boober with Dozer, Wembley with Cotterpin, and Moki with Dozer. That's the Fraggle Rock line. Howard the Duck, a giant 6-inch pop. Thought that was pretty cool. Normally they're 3.5 to 4 inches. This is the jumbo 6-inch pop. Shit ton of Funko Pops. There was a bunch of Batman 66 pops. The company McFarlane Toys made I didn't see this until today. It looks like 12-inch scale. Beautifully detailed Demogorgon from Stranger Things with the mouth open. That badass monster, really, again, detailed. The ribs are all outlined. The face is wide open. Stranger Things Eggo card game from, of course, you know, 11's favorite card game, apparently, that what Hasbro Gaming has made. Playmates has the TMNT slash the Ninja Superstars, Leonardo as Finn Balor. These are the TMNT slash WWE crossover figures. Thought that was pretty interesting. NECA's gorgeous line of Gremlins, RoboCop versus Terminator, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Highly detailed 6 to 8 inch figures. These are like just really gorgeous movie displays, pretty much. Collectibles, NECA jersey represent. Batman Dark Knight Returns, the both Batman and Superman 30th anniversary Dark Knight Returns DC collectibles. These look like 6 to 7 inch scale, really cool. And then I talked about the movies before. So that's my haul from FYE, from the video store, guys. Check out video stores. Don't forget about them. Support them. Yeah, Amazon exists, but if there's a place around you that has videos in it, again, talk to humans. I had humans help me out find all these videos. Of course, I, you know, did my own zoning out and my own deep dive into the horror and into the kung fu, like I said before, but my go-tos, the animated stuff, these people are super helpful. They'll give you tips about, not tips, but just, you know, show you where stuff is. They'll tell you which ones are good, which ones aren't, what they've seen, what they haven't. It's a great thing. So once again, my name is Benjamin David, your host of Above and Batman Beyond. You can find that show on iTunes, SoundCloud, and BatmanBeyondPodcast.com. Also, the video show, we started doing video recently for our new season 2. So it's technically a vidcast now, in the parlance of Neo Gotham. But yeah, so you can find that on Comic Book INTL. Just search that on YouTube, search for Comic Book INTL, and subscribe. Once again, iTunes, SoundCloud, BatmanBeyondPodcast.com for audio. And this whole podcast, both Above and Batman Beyond and Update Nerd Style, what you're listening to now, you can find on ComicBookINTL.com. This is a production of ComicBookINTL.com. On the social media, you can find that at ComicBookINTL on Twitter, at Batman Beyond Podcast on Instagram and Facebook, and at Batman Beyond POD on Twitter. Don't forget about the guys over at the Steady Geekin' Podcast. You can find them at Steady_Geekin' on Instagram. And yeah, their podcast kicks ass too. You can also find that on iTunes. Listen for the Cobra Kai show that I was talking about before and that I'm gearing up for with all these awesome martial arts DVDs that I'm buying. Also, stay tuned for the Cobra Kai episodes that I was talking about, as well as the pictures that I already just said that. Sorry for repeating myself. I meant to say the pictures on our Instagram at Update Nerd, at Update Nerd Style. That's what it is. I'm sorry. At Update Nerd Style on Instagram. It's at Update Nerd on Twitter. That's what I was mixing up. But yeah, at Update Nerd Style, you'll see pictures of the videos that I was talking about. If you wanted to see the covers to these cool videos and all the other shit related to this update podcast. Once again, my name has been Benjamin David, and you can find the very podcast you're listening to not only on Anchor, but, you know, of course, download the Anchor app, the super awesome Anchor app. But if you're not listening to this on Anchor, you can also find it on iTunes and comicbookintl.com. Thank you very much, and this has been Benjamin David, Update Nerd Style.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.